Kuf Tzadik, Sif Alef. Achar Shesiyem Birch Hamazon Mevor Boi Pri HaGofen. Once making Birch Hamazon Ala Kois, when you finish the Birch Hamazon, says Boi Pri HaGofen, V'yitim HaMevorach. And the one who made the bracha should drink from it. V'im Hivsik, V'im Bracha L'Teima, Ayin L'Kamen Reish Ayin Alef. If he made a Hivsik in between, then he has to make a new bracha, because he made a Hivsik between the bracha and the Shetiyah. Afterwards, other people should taste from the kosher bracha. Lachatchila, the others should taste from the kosher bracha also. It's nam akiv. Im kulam zkukim lekois echod, the noisin hamavarch mikois lekois regim shebiyodan. If they're all drinking from his cup and he's going to pour from his cup into their cups, then they're now allowed to taste before he takes. In other words, if he pours from the cup to multiple cups before he drinks, they have to wait for him to drink. If they have a cup in front of them, and that could suffice for their personal kosher bracha, they could drink before he drinks, even though he's the one who actually made the bracha. There's another halacha. If the other people at the table have kosher in front of them full of wine, then the mevorach doesn't have to pour from his cup into their cups. Elim kein kosher mesubin pogum. If somebody drank from their cup, so the cup is not kosher the kiddush. In such a case, he has to pour from his wine into their cup before they drink it, because otherwise they're drinking from a kosher pogum, which is not a kosher broch. But if he drinks from his own cup and then he pours to them from his cup, that's not a problem, because that's an extension of his own cup.